the name Jesus is used all around the world for Jesus Christ, and many languages pronounce it differently because we have different languages today. God is a God that speaks all languages. God split the language up at the Tower of Babel. God created all these different languages, and he understands his name in all these different languages. You know, he doesn't speak one language, and so the thing is, you know, in English, we say Jesus, and in pretty much all Spanish-speaking countries, they say Jesus. In the Philippines, they say Jesus. There's other countries that say Jesus. There's other countries, other languages that say Jesus, you know. And then in Greek, it's Jesus. So all these names sound extremely, extremely the same because they are the same. Because names are pronounced and spelled differently in different languages. You know, the name David in the Bible. If you're speaking Spanish, you're going to say David. Is that different? You know, did we lose the name? Because we changed the name even though it's spelled the same, but you pronounce it differently? And so the thing is, too, is the same thing when they're saying, you know, going back to this, you're going back to the original Hebrew and got to go back to the Hebrew so we can know the original name. Well, here's the thing. Like I just told you, it's pronounced different in different languages. Nobody knows how it was pronounced 2,000 years ago.
Yeah,
you know, and it's just kind of it's a dumb argument. I mean, it's just dumb, and I just don't get it.
Well, not to mention the Hebrew language that we have today wasn't even invented until the 1800s. So, what this sacred names movement and this Hebrew roots movement, a lot of them are doing, is they're coming along and they're saying, "Look, folks, we've had corruption." And, you know, all our Bibles have been corrupted. All our stuff's been corrupted. We have to have new revelation, new name of Jesus. And so what they'll say is that we're pagans if we use the real name for Jesus. And they'll make up a new language and say, well, this is the original. But it's just a fraud. It's a lie. Yeshua is not even a name of Jesus Christ. And yet so many people come to me and they're like, oh, why don't you win people to the name, you know, in the name of Yeshua to Christ? Why don't you use his real Hebrew name? Well, you know, the name of Yeshua, you might as well call on Buddha. You might as well call on Allah or some other God, because the name Yeshua was, again, it wasn't even invented till the 1800s. It's unhistorical, unreliable, and it's heretical, to say the least.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there. Yeah, it's a really good point about, you know, the languages. And the other thing, too, is like the same thing like with the spelling. You know, people say, well, there wasn't a J back then and all this stuff. And I believe like the original spelling in the Greek is like with an I-E. And then at a later point, J was added into the language, but here's the thing: it's still the same name. Like it's, you know, and even we have J J in the Spanish speaking language. It's spelled the same J E S U S, but it's spelled as in an H sound, Jesus. Well, what does Jesus kind of sound like? Kind of sounds like Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You can't even hardly tell the difference. So it's just also close that it's an argument that it's obviously heretical, it's obviously false, and it confusion over the name of God is obviously not coming from God, it's a doctrine of devils.
People to say it's Yeshua and it's from Hebrew, the New Testament was written in Greek, correct? So it would have to be a Greek name, not Hebrew, right?
Well, right, I mean, yeah, and they even used the name of Jesus. A lot of people will say, well, the name of Jesus, you know, the J wasn't invented until the 1600s or whatever. But that's, you know, it's true that the letter J in our English language wasn't invented until the 1600s, but his name was still pronounced the same way, Jesus. And Jesus is a Hebrew name, it's an Indian name, it's a Spanish name, it's a universal name for Christ, because the Bible says that at the name of Jesus, it says there's no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. So in order to be saved, we need to call on Jesus Christ to be our Savior.
A lot of people might be thinking, you know, why are you making such a big deal about the name of Jesus? You know, why does it matter if we say that, you know, the Hebrew Old Testament name is the name of Jesus? You know what I mean? Like, you know our hearts. Well, here's the thing. It goes a lot deeper than just, like, we're not splitting hairs doctrinally. You know, the Bible says in John chapter 5, this is a story where Jesus was talking to the Jews. And it goes deeper. It says in John 5:43, It says, I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye shall receive. So we know that in the future that there is going to be an Antichrist. We know that the Antichrist is going to claim to be God. And I, for firmly believe that, you know, he's not going to say, I'm just Jesus, or I'm just God. You know, I think he's going to have a name, and all people are going to agree on it. You know, there's going to be Jews who say, well, that's Yeshua. Christians that say this, Yeshua. The Muslims are going to say, you know, another name. You know, it goes a lot deeper than just splitting doctrinal hairs, and that's why the name of Jesus is so precious, because it goes down a dark path once you stop calling his name Jesus.
Right, and I have homeschool friends that are leaving the name of Jesus Christ and going into this garbage, and they're not aware of this, and I'd imagine some of them may be watching this. And folks, if you're watching this and you believe this Yeshua thing, I'd really encourage you to re-examine it. Don't get your children to uninstall the name of Jesus and say, hey, put the name of Yeshua in there in his place. Because what you're doing is you're actually eliminating the person of Christ. And you might as well say, hey, let's put Buddha in there, or let's put Allah in there. And you say, oh my, that's extreme. Well, it's basically the same thing. There's no difference between it. And a lot of times people will say, well, you're so confrontational. This is so crazy that you'd say this. But folks, you know, this to me is almost a salvation. It is a salvation issue. You know, you shouldn't be calling on another name other than the name which was given to the angel, you know, before Jesus was even conceived in the womb.
Right.
That's kind of the thing when we're commenting as far as, like, you know, we're talking about the word of God, we're talking about the name of Jesus. Ultimately, this whole issue with the name of Jesus, it's ultimately just an attack on the entire word of God, because if the word of God has gotten his name wrong, then that means that it's not infallible. And obviously, who is the word of God? The Bible says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And then the Bible later says, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Who is that? Jesus Christ. And the Bible is very clear that, you know, if Jesus Christ is God, and God is infallible, and the word of God is God, then the word of God has to be infallible. And so therefore, if we're saying that the Bible has gotten his entire name wrong, then we're saying that the word of God isn't infallible. And then we're open to whatever interpretation that you want. You know, you can just change it however you want, because it's not infallible, it's not perfect. And the thing is, when we get into this discussion, you know, Bibles like the NIV, yeah, they are fallible. They are not perfect. They have clear contradictions that can plainly be seen by the average person, whereas the King James does not.
To say if I can't speak Spanish fluently, then I have no business acting like I'm going to call Jesus this name, or, you know, like, same with Chinese. If I can't speak it fluently, I have no business calling it another name. You know, if you speak English, speak English. You know, and I'm not trying to be rude when I say that, but I'm being serious.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, the people that change his name are some of the worst soul winners I've ever seen. Not in the sense that they couldn't go out and do it. It's in the sense that they're capable of doing it, but they can't, because their doctrines and their damnable heresies just kind of hold them back, and it makes it so they can't be effective for the cause of Christ. You show me somebody that changes the name of Jesus to one of these other frauds, I'll show you somebody that does zero soul winning.
Absolutely. And then you know what? They get out there on conspiracies and say, hey, Matt was holding his hand like this. He works for the devil. He's holding 666. They get caught in delusions, you know, of ways of the world. I'm serious, you know, we can laugh about it, but I'm serious. Some of these people are so caught up, right, and they think they know the truth and everything, yeah, that they're lost in the way of the world. They don't have the truth of God. They have the wisdom of men, right, you know. And that,
it amazes me how they never have scripture to back themselves up. They never do. And they're going to accuse us of being just a bunch of spiritual, we're a bunch of Bible thumpers. Well, you got that right. We know the Bible. And we're coming after false doctrine, we're coming after the heretics, and we've had enough of their garbage. And it's time that somebody stand up and expose them.
In Philippians 2:10, it says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So, I mean, like Brother Corbin already pointed out, if you're attacking the fact that you don't think that the King James Bible got it right, or that any version got it right for that matter, you're really attacking two doctrines. The doctrine of Jesus Christ's name, who there's no other name under heaven by which we must be saved, plus you're attacking the Bible. If this isn't the correct book, what do we have? And point me to the right one. I mean, you're attacking two doctrines at that point if you're trying to attack the name of Jesus Christ, because no Bible got it right, and that's not the name we should be saved. You know what? Under.
Yeah, since you mentioned that, let's just talk about, let's logic for a second. If Satan knows that he can get us disconnected from the root of our salvation, then he knows he's got us. And folks, what would be a more strategic plan for Satan than to just take and twist God's name and say, hey, this is the real deal, this is the real thing, this is what you should go with? That's very strategic on his part. And Satan has right. deceived a lot of people on this issue. And folks, don't be deceived.
Yeah, these issues are, they definitely, I mean, the more we talk about it, the more you can see that they definitely go hand in hand. And